This isn't just a platform, it's a place. And some of us were never meant to feel at home here. Where does the algorithm live? Not in code, not in servers. It lives in spaces, digital rooms dressed up as neutral ground, timelines, explore pages, home screens, for you tabs, feeds curated just for you, except they're not for you. They're for your behavior, your data, your value. And that's a different thing entirely. See, the internet used to feel like a map. You could wander, discover, take detours. There were websites and forums and weird corners of the web that felt yours. Now, it's neighborhoods, walled in by platforms, fenced in by algorithms, patrolled by attention economy cops. You're not wandering anymore. You're being placed. And depending on how you show up, you're either welcomed or filtered out. Where are we allowed to exist online? That depends on who we are. If you're loud but unbranded, the algorithm calls you chaotic. If you're quiet but real, it calls you invisible. If you're raw but unpolished, it calls you dangerous. But if you're clean, curated, and comfortable for advertisers, welcome home. We don't talk enough about how some people's content is always seen, while other voices get shadow banned, flagged, or flattened out of the feed. You can be saying truth, real truth. But if the system doesn't like how it sounds or looks, you get moved. Moved where? To the digital outskirts, the timeline alleyway, the back of the algorithmic bus, and it's subtle too. No warning, no notification, just less views, less reach, less presence. You're still allowed to speak, but now you're yelling in a soundproof room. Where we exist online is where we're placed, not where we choose. You might think you're in control of your feed, but really, you're in a rented space, and the landlord is metrics. And if you don't keep performing, if you don't stay within the lines, if you don't keep up the engagement, you don't get evicted, you just get ignored, which in the digital world is worse, because where we are online becomes where we believe we belong. If we're always in the comments and never on the homepage, if our stories are always reshared but never sourced, if our language always gets flagged while others get monetized, we start to think maybe we're not built for the center. Maybe our voices only fit in the margins. Maybe the feed is right. And that's dangerous. Because it's not just silencing. It's relocating. It's rewriting where we matter. And if you've ever tried to grow something online, especially if you're black, brown, queer, disabled, loud, nuanced, or unbranded, you already know. You have to work twice as hard to reach half as far. You have to smile while being watched. You have to speak carefully, show proof, check tone, soften edges, just to exist. Meanwhile, people playing caricatures of your culture go viral off parody. That's not a coincidence. That's placement. If we don't build new spaces, we'll always be visitors in theirs. What happens when you realize the room you're in wasn't built for you? Do you leave? Do you shrink? Or do you claim a corner, make it yours, and start speaking louder, even if no one listens? That's what it means to exist in these algorithmic spaces. You are not just a creator. You are a squatter in systems that monetize your culture, but mute your truth. And the only way to survive it is to build. We've been told these platforms are places. Come join the community. Find your tribe. Be seen. But the truth is, most of these places were never built for authenticity. They were built for commerce. And that means identity will always come second to profitability. So the question becomes, where do we go when the places we've been told to gather refuse to hold us? We build our own spaces. That doesn't always mean starting a new platform or launching a site. Sometimes it's smaller than that. Sometimes it's a comment thread that doesn't center clout, a private Discord, a group text, a Substack, a voice memo shared between people who see you. It's reclaiming the right to exist without optimizing for reach. It's saying, I don't need to be everywhere. I just need to be real where I am. Because truth doesn't need to go viral to be valid. It just needs to land. And once you realize that, the whole landscape shifts. You stop chasing center stage and start building sanctuaries. You stop waiting for the algorithm to notice you and start pouring into the spaces that already do. You stop begging for a seat at the table and start cooking in your own kitchen. That's digital liberation. That's power, not in numbers, but in integrity, not in exposure, but in presence. The truth is, we can't keep waiting to be allowed to matter. We can't keep hoping for inclusion in systems designed to erase nuance. We have to define where we are on our own terms. Because space online isn't just about visibility. It's about psychological geography. Where you are shapes how you think. What you see shapes what you believe. And if your feed is built to keep you in a box, you're not scrolling, you're serving time. That's the trap of algorithmic placement. It doesn't just move your content, it moves your sense of self. And that's why reclaiming space is more than digital activism. It's personal defense. It's saying, I don't care where the algorithm puts me, I know where I stand. It's drawing a circle around your voice and saying, this is mine, this is enough, this is home. So where do we go from here? We stop looking for permission. We stop mistaking reach for value. We stop handing our narratives over to systems that were never built to hold them. We go inward, we go across, we go back to each other, because where we belong has never been a platform. It's always been a people. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.